The time has come for a reckoning in Australian higher education. That's according to a newly published essay by the Vice-Chancellor and President of Western Sydney University. The constitutional lawyer and distinguished professor says public trust in universities is at an all-time low, and it's, quote, now or never for institutions to reclaim their mission for the public good. Professor George Williams now joins me from the Sydney studio. Professor, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. Good to be here.
You write that Australian universities are friendless and alone, and the political equivalent of the banking sector before the 2017 Royal Commission. What do you believe has gone wrong?
And I think, firstly, it's sad to say that is the case. You only need to look at the media on any particular day. The Sydney Morning Herald ran a headline a couple of months ago asking, why are universities so hated? And it was really distressing. But the people I spoke to, no one doubted the premise of the question, but they're asking why. And I think Sally, the seeds of this actually go back decades. It goes back to the 80s, that Hawke and Keating era, when at that point we saw a fusing of economic rationalism with fairness. The system was opened up to tens, hundreds of thousands of new students, but it was done in a way that the government wanted to open access without having to pay for it. And so just like they privatised the Commonwealth Bank or Qantas, Telstra and the like, they sent the universities on a corporate path. We get less for domestic students, but we're on a path of raising income, getting international students in. And I think along the way, we have been less able to serve our Australian students. And as a result, I think people are rightly asking, have we got our priorities right?
How financially sustainable do you think the university sector is right now?
Well, without international students, it's not. And in fact, you see with the caps what's happened. We've seen thousands of job losses across the sector this year and last year. And if you look at the stats, I mean, the 80s, 80% of university income came from taxpayers, from the Commonwealth government. Today, it's 40%. So that's a big drop. And it's been wildly successful from a government point of view. Access to university education has been expanded. Student numbers have tripled since the 80s, but a lot less is provided. So it means that you have a university sector that's amazingly successful in raising revenue, corporatisation, getting in the international students with the envy of the world. But the problem is that sometimes our domestic students don't get the best outcomes.
Some universities are posting record profits while others are laying off staff. What do you think is to blame for that disparity in what's happening right now?
Well, it is a two-track system, and not only are we seeing record profits and big deficits, and in my case, yeah, deficit and job losses at Western that's been really, really tough to deal with, but the universities that are in most financial strain are the ones catering to the most disadvantaged students. And that means that you've got an alignment, a misalignment between the resources needed and the students who actually need that lift up in the system. So it basically comes mostly to access to international students. That's the biggest driver. So if you're a university that's able to get 40, 50% of your numbers international students, they pay 3-4 times as much as you get for a domestic student. So there's a big incentive. And the universities that aren't attracting as many, well, they're under enormous financial strain.
In April, your university, as you're saying, Western Sydney University, announced plans to cut up to 400 jobs due to an $80 million deficit. You've now revised the number to around half of that. What's led the university to that position?
Well, and not only that, I'm pleased to say that there's no forced redundancies. I thought we would have it, but we've spent months just firstly, we started at the top. 25% of our senior leaders did lose their jobs. I felt it was a bit top heavy. And I think as a uni, we've got to focus on teaching and research. That's where the mission has to be. But the other one is we did a lot of things that really weren't strictly needed for teaching and research. So went down to actually how often we mow the lawns, the cleaning. We just went through line by line, and actually we'll come out with some people leaving, but of their own accord, but actually greater investment in teaching. And that realignment, I think that's where we need to be as a university.
You talk in the essay about the jarring public narratives of universities crying poor and excessive spending. The ABC reported last month that Western Sydney Uni was paying consultants as much as $3,000 a day. Can you understand staff anger on that?
I can, and actually I'm glad they corrected that, because as it turned out, that particular invoice was for a couple of people, in fact three people. And in our case, I actually have the default where we've cut back on that enormously. And the default at my university for consultants is no. But there are some times we need to, sometimes we don't have the expertise. Cyber, for example, we sometimes need some help. Other times you're actually forced to use consultants because outside agencies say you've got to have external verification. Or the other one is sometimes people get burnt out. You've just got workloads that need to be met. And in that case, you bring in outside help. So I'm actually happy to defend doing that. And in my case, we did get some help, particularly for that last, the burnout of our staff. It actually helped us save jobs. And getting outside expertise meant that we didn't have forced redundancies at Western Uni.
When we're looking at executive pay for the universities, Labor Senator Tony Sheldon, who was part of the parliamentary review into universities, said there's no other sector in the country where failure is rewarded so handsomely and with so little scrutiny. Is he right?
I think here's where you see the shadows of the banking sector a few years ago as well, that once you're in the sights, it becomes very difficult. The pressure is on. But I do think that there's a misalignment often between what universities should be delivering and sometimes even the management structures and the like. And we should be judged on what we deliver for our students, first and foremost. And it is fair to say that the satisfaction levels for students are still too low. About one in four students leave university unhappy with their experience. And yes, in my case and other leaders' case, we've got to take responsibility for that. And that's primarily what we're here for. So yes, I think accountability is fair.
Half of your students at the Western Sydney University experience food insecurity. You wrote that too often being a university student means going hungry and the system is failing them. Who's responsible for fixing that?
Partly we are. And so in our case, we've got 25,000 free breakfasts and dinners. We've got a food pantry once a week across our campuses that gives out students rice, oats, pasta, just to keep them fed. And the reality is that as a uni, we are responsible for getting our students through, and sometimes it's food. We're in the food and education business. It says a lot about where we are as a society, but more broadly, I would say, as a community, I feel strongly we're letting down our young people. We're saddling them with debts often they will never be able to pay off. The $51,000 arts degree is just so unfair and wrong, I think, for a group that often earns the lowest salaries. And also then we're loading them with debt and then they can't afford a house and you name it. I actually think that we've got to think very deeply about how we support young people because I think they're not getting a fair go. And I think we live in a society where, you know, they're telling me they think the social compact is broken. I can work hard, but working hard, living in poverty while at uni, that's not the way it should be for a society that's about mobility and opportunity.
George Williams, it's been really interesting to hear your views this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
George Williams, a Vice-Chancellor and President of Western Sydney University there, speaking with me. His essay, Aiming Higher, Universities and the Future of Australian Democracy, is published by Australia Institute Press.